Wake up with Robbie and Wendy for breakfast.
Kim McKay is the director and CEO of the Australian Museum. Hello there, Kim.
Good morning, Robbie. Hi, Wendy.
Are you covered in dust and, you know, renovation bits and pieces? Good. Yeah.
I am completely. You should see me sitting here. It's terrible. That, there's actually drilling going on in the background next to my office here, so I hope it doesn't intrude. But we've only got about 7 weeks to go before we finish. It's pretty exciting.
Well, one of the renovation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, one of the experiences that we're giving away, of course, is a VIP invitation to the reopening of the Australian Museum later this year. Now, what does VIP entitle you to? Does that mean you can have your photo taken with, your selfies taken with various artefacts, skeletons, as long as you don't break the toes off or something like that?
That's right. We'll be ensuring that our VIP winner gets a really memorable experience because they'll not only be seeing some of the collections on the floor up close and personal, but we'll be taking them behind the scenes as well, and that's really thrilling. It's where I like to hang out a lot, so I might pop out from behind something.
You should dress up as a bear and jump out from behind somewhere. I mean, that's a...
I could be a drop bear.
Yeah, you could be the first actual real drop bear. Now, the reason that we're mentioning the prizes is this is part of the Great Sydney Science Trail, which is just about to be launched, and we're kind of in there encouraging people to go online and have a look at it. But tell us about the Science Trail, because it's terrific.
This is fantastic. So it's National Science Week, but the Sydney Science Trail is going on for a month because in these COVID times, we've got to get all the kids online and really experiencing science in a hands-on way. So they can't come into the museum or the Royal Botanic Garden to experience that science at the moment. So this is the best way of doing it. And it's a really wonderful project, supported by you guys at the ABC, which is great, but also that we developed in conjunction with the Department of Education. And it really gives you an insight into all the aspects of science. We say with it that we're on a mission to save the planet. So we're looking at Earth, plants, animals, also technology and space. And in addition to that, we're also providing opportunities for our teachers to learn more online as well, to understand how to integrate some of First Nations science into their teaching too. So it's a really fantastic program that's involved a whole range of partners and, you know, really a month-long range of activities that you can delve into. And a lot of the programs are being offered live online, but a lot of them are there for you to follow on the trail on the website. So it really is just a fantastic way to engage with STEM subjects.
And when does it go live?
We go live from tomorrow, which is pretty exciting. So, yeah, that's right. So it's sydneysciencetrail.net.au, but you can also access it through the Australian Museum website and the Royal Botanic Garden website as well.
Fantastic.
And it really is great. You know, we've got Jodie Rowley, who's well known to your listeners, who's our frog expert, talking about frog ID. You know, now, citizen science has really come to the fore during COVID, and we've had 200,000 frog calls registered now. So it's the largest citizen science.
Well, that is one of the prizes. In fact, Monday's prize, and we'll be giving you a kind of audio cryptic clue on Monday that you'll have to listen into. And if you're the first person who gets it, the prize is a 2-hour frogging adventure with Dr. Jodie somewhere across Sydney. So that's great. Hey, Kim, we'll be in contact as the week goes on. Thanks so much.
Forward to it a lot, and I'll come and drop in on you in my desk.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. Good on you, Kim. Thanks. Kim McKay, the Director and CEO of the Australian Museum.
And we have Denise Ora with us as well. She is the Chief Executive Botanic Gardens in Greater Sydney. G'day, Denise.
How you going, Robbie and Wendy?
We are well. We're going to be traipsing some of our listeners around your gorgeous gardens as well.
Oh, it is, and I have to thank you guys for all your support. You were wonderful on the video.
don't bring up the wall, please.
I've got a bit of issues with my hair on that one, but anyway, moving on.
Anyway, yeah. Great.
Very exciting. I know Kim, you know, we've been doing some great work with Kim, and, you know, Kim just mentioned a lot of the things and our partners and all the wonderful we're doing and, you know, this whole wonderful thing about citizen science projects, but the other parts, you know, if you're coming into the gardens and obviously not being able to get to see some of our science just during COVID, but we've got this incredible, you know, living laboratory walk, and it's about going in and meeting some of our incredible scientists, and also understanding, I guess, the work we're doing and some of those critical issues facing, you know, facing the environment. We've got things on, you know, fast spreading diseases like myrtle rust and phytophthora. We've got stories on our black bean tree.
And you've got a seed vault.
And we've got a seed vault. We've got a wonderful plant bank here.
Can I just say here, I know that you know your business, but really just touting the idea of being able to go and see fast-spreading diseases might not be your strongest calling card at this point.
But it's important, Wendy. People don't understand these things, and having these pathogens and our incredible work we do, it's about saving that vegetation. Mm. And, you know, what people sort of need to understand that, you know, the work we've done, you know, with our endangered and threatened species is also that important work where we look at, you know, the impacts of the fires we've had recently, and we look at the impacts on wildlife, but it's also the impacts on our plants and the fact that they are, you know, that's our vegetation. That's our food source for animals. That's that habitat.
We have some terrific prizes next week, and you know, each day next week we'll be giving you the chance. One of those experiences is a stargazing evening with Drew at the Calix, the Royal Botanic Gardens, sharing Western and Aboriginal knowledge. And there's also a chance.
Bush Tucker.
Yeah, Bush Tucker. Yeah.
And Bush Tucker.
And meals.
Yeah. It's great.
Fantastic.
Loving it.
Really, really great prizes. And the Calix is looking absolutely fantastic because our In Bloom exhibition's about to start as well. So there's so many great things happening.
Great. Hey, Denise, we're really excited. Oh, look, I'm rubbing my hands together again. It's really exciting. Thank you so much.